This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Gluten-free diets, which bar food containing wheat, rye, and barley, are wildly popular today, which is surprising since only about 1% of the U.S. population suffers from celiac disease, the disorder that causes their immune systems to reject the pesky gluten. But as Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson reports, this diet trend and others are largely driven by Americans' growing appetite for food solutions to their health woes.
I sure do love sesame oil. I know it's kind of an indulgence at the grocery store, but it sure is flavorful.
In a tiny kitchen in the corner of a small fitness studio in Liberty, Missouri, Jonna Perry is cooking up a gluten-free masterpiece: chicken fried rice with kale and sugar snap peas. She is surrounded by a half dozen people eager to learn how to make dishes without wheat, rye, or barley. Perry, who has celiac disease herself, has been presenting these cooking classes for 2 years. The thing is, tonight, as is often the case, not one of her students has celiac disease.
So many people have gone through doctor after doctor after doctor looking for a way to feel better and not finding that doctor who's the puzzle solver for them just yet. And so they're kind of left putting this in their own hands.
And that's the deal for marketing consultant Cara Welter, who came to tonight's class to get some new recipes.
I don't eat gluten. I haven't eaten gluten for 6 months. I happened to just try it because I was having stomach issues for years. And turns out within 3 days, I stopped having stomach issues.
Welter's decision was based on information she found online. Then she had her doctor run tests to see if she had a gluten sensitivity.
And it didn't even show a gluten intolerance, but, you know, I don't care if it's a placebo effect. It's completely changed my life, so.
Welter is among the 1.6 million Americans on gluten-free diets, even though they haven't been medically diagnosed with celiac disease. But it's not just gluten-free foods consumers are hoping will fix their health issues. People are eating according to their blood type, following low-carb diets, and eating like cavemen on the Paleolithic diet. And they are doing so with the help of online recipes, doctors' recommendations on certain foods, and videos featuring celebrities extolling a diet's benefits. Take this clip of 60 Minutes host Bob Simon interviewing Serbian tennis superstar Novak Djokovic, who swears by a gluten-free diet.
Now, what about this gluten-free diet?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah?
Yes, you lose weight and you feel better.
Sounds like you've become a bit of a campaigner.
Yeah.
Internet research.
At her office at the University of Missouri, registered dietitian Ellen Schuster is looking up a recent Pew Research Center report that found more and more people are making their health decisions by surfing the net.
So I do think people are relying on the internet. They're relying on, you know, mobile apps. They're relying on social media. And I do think that there is, for some people, not everyone, there may be distrust of the healthcare system, and people look to friends and other sources of information, family, for health conditions.
She says consumers are looking for that magic bullet.
What is the one thing that I can do? If I can remove gluten from the diet, everything will be fine. I'll feel better. And of course, you know, we know that's not true.
What's more, eliminating certain foods from a diet can be risky, says Paula Vandelik, a nutritionist at a Hy-Vee grocery store in Columbia, Missouri. She advises customers about the shortcomings of a gluten-free diet.
Unfortunately, if you take out the wheat component of food, that encompasses some of the fiber in your everyday diet. So unless you're getting large numbers of fruits, vegetables, other whole grains such as chia seed or flaxseed, you're missing that big fiber component.
And many gluten-free products for sale here are highly processed and full of added fat and calories. Vandelik picks up a box of gluten-free Betty Crocker brownie mix and reads the ingredients.
There's sugar, semi-sweet chocolate chips, cocoa pressed with alkali, rice flour, potato starch, cornstarch, xanthan gum, and salt.
Since so many of her clients are sold on certain diets, though, Vandelik simply tries to make sure they're fully informed.
I can't really argue with them if they're saying it makes them feel better, other than to show them ways to make sure that they're getting all of the nutrients that they need by following that certain diet.
And with new diet-specific Facebook groups and Pinterest pages popping up every day, American consumers may soon be moving on to the next big food trend anyway. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. You can find other stories or comment on this one at harvestpublicmedia.org.